Well, the New England Patriots skipped town just in time to miss the weather, but the scandal that's dogged them since their win over Indianapolis has followed them all the way out to Arizona, where they're preparing for Super Bowl 49 against the Seattle Seahawks.
With the big game fast approaching and tongues continuing to wag, team owner Bob Kraft gave a defiant statement about Deflategate.
If the Wells investigation is not able to definitively determine that our organization tampered with the air pressure in the footballs, I would expect and hope that the league would apologize to our entire team, and in particular, Coach Belichick and Tom Brady, for what they have had to endure this past week.
Well, joining us now from Glendale, Arizona, is Doug Trabu from NPR's Only a Game. Hi, Doug. Good to have you.
Hi, Anthony. And what's all this talk about snow?
Yeah, stop.
Don't rub it in. Doug, what's the latest on this conversation about underinflated football swirling around the Patriots? What do we know?
Well, the big news yesterday was Robert Kraft addressing it very strongly. He was not scheduled to speak at the team's first press conference when they arrived here in Arizona, but he issued that statement. He said a little bit more as well. And I think that he was really trying to put an end to it. He said today that he's a fan of the game and that he hopes that this can get resolved so that the fans, him included, can enjoy the game and not think about Deflategate. And, you know, Coach Belichick is not addressing it anymore, Bill Belichick. The players on either team not really addressing it. There's maybe a chance here it will die down because the NFL has said that the investigation will take quite a while.
Yeah. Now, Doug, I understand that today was media day out there in Glendale, so I have to assume that this came up, this whole controversy. What did you hear?
Well, we heard people talking about the fact that it was not necessarily a real factor on this game. There was a lot of talk with the players about how much of a distraction it is, and the Patriots players really said that they've just tried to focus, tried to move past it. A lot of them hadn't even heard Robert Kraft's remarks just because of the nature of the setup of that press conference yesterday. I think there's an effort to move past it, but they're going to hear questions about it all week for sure.
Yeah, I'm curious. Yeah, go ahead, Doug. I'm sorry.
No. I just think that there's no way that it will go away, and there's no indication that the investigation will wrap up.
By the way, I'm curious if, you know, it being media day out there, are members of the Seattle Seahawks addressing this in any way? I mean, is there any talk among members of that team about what the Patriots might or might not have done?
There doesn't seem to be too much publicly. There's a lot of mutual respect between these two teams. There's a lot of talk from Pete Carroll about how much he respects Bill Belichick and vice versa. Of course, Belichick replaced Carroll on the staff. These are the only two coaches that Robert Kraft has ever hired. There's a lot of talk about the difficulty in, you know, defending against Tom Brady or stopping the run with Marshawn Lynch, who, by the way, per his usual policy, did not show up today for media day, so he'll be facing a hefty fine, the Seattle Seahawks running back. So it mostly today was a lot of talk about respect and about looking forward to the big game.
And by the way, Doug, we just have a few seconds left, but I understand that the team was rousted from sleep last night at their hotel. Tell us what happened.
Well, I guess there was a fire alarm there in Chandler, Arizona, about 20 minutes outside of downtown Phoenix, and they were disrupted. An alarm was going off for about 10 minutes, but they called it an anomaly, and everybody went back to sleep. Got a few nights to make up for that sleep, so I think they'll be okay.
All right. Well, that's Doug Trabu, who reports for NPR's Only a Game and for us at WBUR. Doug, thanks very much, and enjoy yourself out there in the warmth.
I will, Anthony. No shoveling.
And we'll go out on a light note on this snow day.
The snow glows white on Route 95, not a tire track to be seen. We could make you come to school, but that wouldn't just be me.
Parents of young children will likely recognize this song. It's a storm-inspired parody of the song Let It Go from the movie Frozen. It was put together by teachers at the Moses Brown School in Providence, Rhode Island. There's a link to the video on our website, radioboston.org, which shows the head of school lip-syncing the lyrics in front of a backdrop of snowy scenes.
Closed 'cause it snowed so much last night. School is closed, school is closed, so stay at home and see it tight. Stay inside or go out and play. I'm gonna grab my sled. The cold never bothered me anyway.
Okay, we hope you're enjoying your snow day. Stay warm, stay safe, and stay tuned to WBUR for more updates on the weather, the roads, closings, and a lot more. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Deborah Becker. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
I'm a tangled pro. It's time for Fives and Cocoa, too, to read an engaging book or two. Today, no Moses Brown for me.